This is Colorado Public Radio News and KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. Union reps and King Soopers corporate management will meet again today to try to negotiate a new contract as a worker strike enters its fourth day. The two sides met yesterday, but no agreement was reached. Thousands of King Soopers employees walked off the job earlier this week in protest of issues around pay and safety. The strike has affected dozens of stores along the Front Range. U.S. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack was in Wheat Ridge Friday to push the Biden administration's plan to help independent meat packers. CPR's Sarah Mulholland reports.
The first part of the plan will give out $150 million to fund 15 projects. An additional $250 million of funding will be deployed sometime over the summer. Secretary Vilsack says the cash will give smaller players a leg up so that producers and shoppers aren't so reliant on a small handful of large players. Just four meatpacking companies control 85% of the beef market, administration data show.
We're going to try to make sure that we have projects that are very, very small and some that are mid-sized. This isn't going to go to large processors. It's not what this is about.
The administration's plan also includes funding for training workers, reducing inspection costs, and extending credit to independent processors. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
And the CU women's basketball team lost their first game of the season Friday, falling to the number two ranked team in the nation, the Stanford Cardinal, at the CU Event Center. The Lady Buffs are ranked 22nd in the nation. This is CPR.